Ah, shit, here we go again.
Best to give me your loyalty, cause I'm taking the world, you'll see. They'll be calling me, calling me. They'll be calling me royalty.
What's up, you fucking nerds? It's the real B Shrek, Brandon Shrek and Goss, the host of Shrek Attack. It feels good to be back and saying fuck on the mic. Holy shit. Okay, I'm getting a little excessive with the cussing, I guess. However, I'm back. This feels like Pilot 2.0. I came back, no script, no fucking filter. Wow, I am getting carried away. Too much excitement because I've been gone for a long time. I've been gone for such a long time. I've heard people saying, when is it coming back? When's the podcast coming back? Are you done with the podcast? I knew it wouldn't last forever. I'm back. And for this one, we're going to do a little bit of an introductory video. Kind of like Pilot back two seasons ago, if you remember that. It was my most listened to episode because I think it got the curiosity. We're going to call this one Pilot 2.0, where I'm going to go through and talk about why I was gone, but we aren't going to dwell on it. And we're going to talk about the future of this podcast because I'm going to a new distributing service. So I'm going to try to be doing new things. I have a t-shirt. I made a t-shirt. There's only one, but if there's enough interest and we get enough people into it, I can make more, and more people can wear Shrek Attack t-shirts. First things first, I did listen to some feedback. I shortened my theme song a little. I did have it a little long for the finale of Season 2 because I just kind of threw it together, and I didn't know where I wanted to start, where I wanted to finish. I'm not sure if this is the final point I want it at, but I did make it shorter, a little bit more compressed because it was quite long to get into the podcast. And we don't want that. We want my voice. I don't know why we want my voice, but we want my voice. Now, I don't know where we are going here, if we're going to get video or not. I do believe I'm going to get it onto YouTube in some way, shape, or form in the future. It might not be immediate. However, we will be on YouTube, whether it is audio or audio and video. I'm not sure how I want to set this up yet. I've been trying to look into a lot of things, but I haven't come to any conclusions because podcasting is all subscription based. If you want to use services, you got to pay for subscriptions. I have to figure out, you know, I was going to stick with a certain distributing company. However, they wanted to remove my commercial that I made for the season, and then they were super expensive for things I can get elsewhere. So that's, you know, that's stuff that you're not really interested in. However, just letting you know, there should be a YouTube version here eventually. How I think I'm doing it, if I'm doing this correctly, I should be able to get clips to post online so that you can hear random clips of my show. And it might generate some things that people might be interested in that you can share to other people, and it will bring more traffic to the podcast. And that's kind of the idea right now, is that we want traffic to the podcast. Why was I gone? Well, I sold my soul to the devil. I was working 7 days a week. I barely slept. And it is what it is. You know, you do some wild things for money. Whenever you're working 7 days a week, trying to maintain a social life, a sleep schedule, everything balanced, it's not something that works out too easily. I got myself to a point in life where this was a really good year and a really shitty year all in one, and I got myself quite burned out on a lot of aspects. That is not here nor there. I created that commercial with the intention of coming back last weekend. I said, no, let me take one more weekend for my mental health. I had to settle down. I had to get into a headspace where, like, I just don't care about anything, if that makes sense, to come back to do this podcast so I didn't sound like a burned out fucker. Returning back to the t-shirt, I do have a new logo courtesy of Sierra Wiley Photography. So go give her some love and find her page. I'll put it in the description so you don't have to figure out how to spell shit. I look forward to working with Oberrated in the future. Hopefully we continue that relationship. just a lot of things that I'm excited to do, and I have found my will to come back and do this podcast. I'm sure if you listen to me throughout season two, with all the changes I was going through, with all the hours I was working, with everything, I just sounded so fucking burned out. I could feel it whenever I was editing my podcast. I got to the point where I wasn't editing at all. I was literally recording, not listening back to it at all, and just posting it. So there are a couple episodes out there that I have no clue I could have fucking like coughed or sneezed or farted in the middle of it and just left it there because I didn't care. I was to the point where I was so burned out I could not work on the projects I wanted to work on. And we're past that. And I think we are to the point where I am good to go on a weekly basis. I already have next week's episode planned out. I already have ideas for the future of this. I already have things kind of working. We'll see what comes out when, because I can't say for I can say for certain next week is going to be talking about my predictions for the NFL, because it's going to be the first weekend of the NFL. However, I have weekends off again, because I won't go into my work details, but I have weekends off again for now, until they try to do something stupid with the schedule, which I'm sure is coming. But I just don't care. It's great. You should try it. Try not caring about anything. It's a great headspace. And it sounds weird to say, but that's kind of what I had to do with myself, because about 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, I was stressed about everything and I just hated my fucking life. And I got myself so worked up, so burned out, that I was like, wait, why do I care about things that shouldn't affect me? Things that have no... I mean, they have an impact on my life. However, I can't control them, so I'm not going to let them control me. I'm in the process of trying to put myself first again, because if I don't put myself first again, if you don't put yourself first again, who the fuck is going to put you first? So let's get to it. What are we going to be talking about in the future? A lot of things aren't changing, actually. Like, next week I'm going to talk about football. The week after that, I may talk about Life is Strange, because I never got around to that. I have Shorsy stuff to cover, because I never got around to that. TV shows. I watch a lot more TV now. Hell, I've watched fucking movies this year. I think I'm up to, like, 5. But I'm still going to leave that to overrated, because I'm not a professional. If I might throw out an opinion here or there. However, I'm not going to do a full movie breakdown unless you guys want like an overrated impersonation podcast for like one episode with his blessing, of course. Chris Ober, get a hold of me. We have work to do. I have movies to watch so I can team up with you. And we can do that one episode we were going to do like way back in May. However, both our lives got incredibly busy because we are adult human beings that have to take care of ourselves. And in your case, like 20 cats. I think there's 4. I love your cats, by the way. They are wonderful cats. I still have one to meet. Enough about overrated. This is about Shrek Attack. I have video games to play. I have movies to watch. I have TV shows to watch. I have animes to watch. I have... whatever you guys want me to talk about, I can talk about. We can talk about random shit that has nothing to do about anything entertaining. I can just sit here and babble forever and ever. However, I'm not used to that, if you can't tell. And I'm back to no script, so I could just go anywhere, anytime. We don't know where I'm going to be heading in any fucking given moment. We can talk about the importance of hydration, eating properly, even though I fucking don't. Gain proper amount of sleep, which I don't get, and the importance of caffeine, which I do believe is very important and I am very addicted to. Nicotine. I'm back doing it because I work night shift, and my life is just kind of led by caffeine, nicotine, and hate. And I'm okay with that. And you should be too. Because my vices aren't your vices. If you choose your vices in different ways, that is okay. We can talk about different vices and how they affect different things. We can talk about psychology. We don't have any limits on this podcast because I'm not going to select a niche. Would I get more of a target audience with a niche? Yeah, probably. However, that's not going to be my style because I'll get bored talking about the same thing over and over and over again. I can't operate that way. Too many interests, not enough time. We can talk about, you know, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift getting engaged and how Travis Kelce used his podcast as his personal dating platform and how I intended to use mine on the same thing. Miranda Cosgrove, what's up? I doubt she listens to this. Actually, I can say for a fact she doesn't listen to this, but it'd be really cool if it worked. Wouldn't it? Like, hey, yeah, that's my celeb crush growing up. It was Miranda Cosgrove, and she's still pretty cute. So, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, that's out there in the universe now. If I hear from Miranda Cosgrove, I can die happy. Doesn't even have to be, like, you know, a full-on date. Just like a, hey, hello, what's up? Maybe an autograph or something. That'd be great. That's something I would tell my children that I will probably never have about. And it'd be a happy moment in my life. But yeah, we can talk about culture. We can talk about... Is that the appropriate term for something like Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift? I don't know. I guess celebrity gossip? Woohoo. There are so many categories we can talk about. All you have to do is let me know what you want me to talk about. And I kind of do it in this ranty kind of old man yells at clouds kind of way, even though I'm trying to be more positive. If you're getting positivity from this, I don't know what to tell you, except that we would probably get along great. Because I'm not in the category of putting things down at this point. I know I'm saying I don't care about anything, but I don't care about anything in a positive way of I'm not going to let things just kind of dictate my life that I have no control over. And I'm going to talk shit about Madden and EA because we have to talk shit about Madden and EA because they can't create a good football game except for college football. Some reason they can do that right, but as soon as it comes to the NFL, they just have no clue what the fuck they're doing. I'm not sure. I mean, the newest college football game I do think is decent, but I haven't got into it enough to really tell you how good it is. I like to say that it's better, but my sample size is small. We'll see where we're at in 5 seasons whenever we have some powerhouse teams running some leagues, you know? I will say that I am very not used to talking at this point. I game maybe once or twice a week with my friends. I don't hang out with too many people outside of my coworkers and at work. So I'm not really much of a talker these days. I mean, I am. I was a communications major, and I do want to do this podcast. Let's go down this rabbit hole. I am good at my job. I do like what I do, sort of. It's not exactly what I want to say is scratching the itch, though. I've always felt that I could be capable of a little bit more. I've always felt, despite how much I hate people and hate how, like, whenever people pay attention to me, that I had a small taste for the spotlight and wanted to be kind of, sort of famous. And I'm not saying that this podcast is going to get me famous, but it will get ears on me. It's given me a creative outlet that I've been severely lacking over the past however long I've quit this and been inconsistent with season 2. So probably over a year. And this creative outlet is going to let me just kind of enjoy life more. And I don't know where it goes. I don't know where it takes me. I would love to get an acting gig of some sort. And I'm not even talking about, like, star role in a movie. I mean, if I'm doing, like, a voiceover on a fucking commercial, that'd be cool. I do think I have the face for radio. I mean the voice for radio. And I do think I'm funny, so whenever I say a certain joke like that, I do hope you have a little chuckle. Even though that is the oldest joke in the book, I don't know what all we're going to talk about. We may talk about things that I have no experience on, like we do normally in every February whenever I talk about how dating sucks and how my love life is non-existent. We may talk about things I do know about. Football. We will talk about that definitely next week. That's next week's episode for sure. We may talk about, I hope you didn't hear me adjust the chair there in the background, but once again, I want this to be kind of raw. I'm not going to take out every single fucking mistake I make. I am going to go back and edit it to make sure it sounds good. However, I'm not going to just take out mistakes that I make, like a small adjustment to a chair that might have picked up on a mic, because we are human and people should know that we are not perfect, and that's okay. I am making sure that my air conditioner and fan are off, so it's not just a constant wind sound in the background, which may lead to future summers being taken off. It is cooler now, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. It's not something I want to worry about right now. I just kind of want to get this episode out to kind of listen to myself, kind of see what I need to do. I can already tell from the pacing of my talking and how I am just kind of speeding through this, I'm going to have to slow down, which will be something I need to work on again. I think I was getting better at that during my old season, older episodes, which I need to look into. And I would have to slow down, kind of not space out my words, but kind of draw them out a little, I guess. It feels weird as a guy with a Pittsburgh accent to slow down. I think Pittsburgh accent, Western Pennsylvania, we kind of tend to speak faster than most people, and which really works whenever your mouth moves faster than your brain, and that is quite often the case for me. However, at the same point, my brain sometimes works faster than my mouth, and then I overthink, and then I'm in this constant endless cycle of everything where I just assume everybody hates me, which I'm kind of okay with right now, the whole not caring thing. Hate me if you want, love me if you want. I hope you do subscribe, though, as this is going to be me getting towards the end of it, because I feel like I'm just kind of rambling at this point. So if you are interested in this kind of podcast, where we can talk about anything and everything, and you have ideas that you want me to talk about, throw them at me. Some may hit, some may not. I'm not going to say that if you tell me to talk about a specific thing, I will. Because if you tell me to talk about, I don't know, country music, no, I'm not putting myself through that torture. I don't like country music. However, if you want me to talk about something like, I don't know, let's say, I don't read much. I don't read too much at all. But say you want me to, like, talk about a certain magazine. I'm not saying I can find a magazine. This is just an example. Or a book or something, there's potential that I go and try to talk about it and say what I think, if I might be into it or not, and then I might eventually get into it. It's just, you know, throw stuff out there, see what sticks, see what doesn't, and we'll have a discussion. Well, I'll have a discussion. I will probably have guests again. I do have a board of ideas. It needs updated because it hasn't been touched in about a year. I mean, we're talking about, I have Life is Strange up there, and I have it to milk Life is Strange, because I made this back before Life is Strange Double Exposure came out, and that came out in the end of October last year. October is 2 months away, so, you know, we have things that we need to update, we have things we might still need to talk about. They are making a new Life is Strange, so I do have an excuse to eventually talk about that. And I will probably go back and talk about the games. I also want to mention that I have created a YouTube channel. Not just for the podcast to potentially go onto eventually. However, I also am a gamer. And I do have the capability of recording the games I play. And I may stream on the YouTube. Just for extra kind of, if people want to interact live, or watch me game, or do different kind of content, that is a thing that we can do. So, I think I've covered mostly everything. I don't know, because I didn't write down talking points, I didn't make a script, I put us right back to the basics. Like I said, pilot point 2, where I just kind of showed up. I think in that one I talked about wrestling. Yeah! So, we can just kind of pretend this is pilot point 2, and this is what we're going to do moving forward with the podcast. I don't promise this podcast lasts forever, but I do promise that we are going to give it a good go. Like I said, I made a t-shirt, so I have to do something to at least get one other person on this world other than me to wear a t-shirt as a fan of Shrek Attack. That's, yeah, I'm setting high expectations for myself. Somebody else get a Shrek Attack t-shirt and wear it. That'd be great. That's awesome. Okay, so let's get into the social medias that you can follow. If you want to follow me personally, I am at TheRealBShrek. That is at TheRealB, B-S-C-H-R-E-C. I'm not an ogre. And that's all one word. If you type it in somewhere and you don't see me, I don't have that social platform. If you want to follow the Shark Attack podcast, which I highly recommend, please follow that one before you follow me. It is at Shrek Attack on Instagram, TikTok. There is a Facebook, but I'm not 100% sure. You might just type Shark Attack into the search bar. I'm getting kind of boomerish where I don't know how the socials work in the social media platforms. And then, if you want to... What else do I have? Actually, I think that's it. Shrek Attack on YouTube. I'm not sure. It might be Shrek Attack Podcast. That's something I'll have to look into. Maybe tell you next week. I don't know. Follow me on the social medias. Check out the social medias. I'll try to post more. I kind of suck at posting. I've kind of turned the TikTok into like a personal Brandon Shrek and Goss TikTok where I'm just reposting random shit. But, you know, whenever you're going through shit, you just kind of got to repost stuff with your feels. Tis what it is. Anyway, if you made it this far, stay awesome. And I appreciate you for listening. And I hope to see you again next week. Even though I don't see you, I hope you listen to my voice again next week. I am rusty. Anyway, have a great time. Stay awesome. Hit the fucking music.